Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson, here now with the Midday Interview. I have two guests in the studio today. Melissa Franklin is here. Her mother, Jerry Henderson, has come along, and we'll be talking with Melissa especially about what it's like to have autism and what it's like to be on the list to receive a service dog. So first of all, thank you both so much for coming in today. It's great to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Melissa, I understand you've been approved for a service dog from Autism Service Dogs of America, and you have a letter there that was part of your application. Would you share that with us?
Sure. It says, "Hello, world. My name is Melissa Franklin. I'm 20 years old, and I have autism. Autism is a disorder involving a spectrum of symptoms causing impaired and delayed learning, difficulties with impulse control, and inhibited social skills. I am raising funds to get a service dog from Autism Service Dogs of America, a nonprofit organization located in Oregon. You can find out more about Autism Service Dogs and their organization by visiting the website at autismservicedogsofamerica.com. Having a service dog will help me in many ways. It will help control my anxiety in new social situations, like when I'm at Walmart or just around a lot of people. It'll help me calm down knowing I have the dog right there with me. Reduce my depression by always being there for me, so I won't feel lonely, mostly like at night times. I'll just have a big teddy bear to cuddle with. And encourage me to get out in the community and exercise more, because I know that I have to walk it several times a day. Having a dog will improve my mood, require me to socialize, and increase my learning and general psychological and sociological development. A service dog will also be a good companion for me since I live in an assisted living facility where all the other residents are a lot older than me. And my total goal is to raise $6,500 in donations. And as of today, we're about halfway there, so we're slowly getting there."
Oh, that's wonderful. We'll be talking during the interview about some fundraising opportunities that people have. They can join you and contribute to your getting the service dog. How did you find Autism Service Dogs of America?
I found them out by just doing my own research, and it was difficult because since I'm older than 18, a lot of the organizations, like several that are closer to us, like in Florida, just give dogs to children like up to the age of 18, and then you're kind of on your own. Mm-hmm. So this was really the only one, despite being kind of far away, that would really wanted to work with us and would help me. And it'd be the kind of first two of giving a service dog to someone that's older, and it would help me.
Wonderful. Melissa, how old are you now?
I'm 20.
Okay. And so in order to get a dog from ASDA, you had to write your application, but you did some other things as well, didn't you?
Yeah, we had to make a application video and kind of show around the house and show how I am around dogs so they'd have an idea of how I was around animals. So we were at my mom's house and with her Welsh Corgi, and we just did the questions they wanted us to do and kind of told about me and how a service dog will help me.
Wonderful. Now, you really love animals, don't you, and always have?
Yes. I think it's because I've always just grown up with animals. So now in the elderly place that I live, I can't have animals, and it's very hard for me to not have just an animal to cuddle with when you're lonely. So I'm really excited, and I'm working on my patience skills to get the dog.
Right. Yeah, it must be hard to wait. When you get the dog, you won't be able to keep living where you're living, will you? Or will they allow you to have a service dog there?
They're supposed to, but that's kind of iffy right now. I'm hoping to be able to live where I am now with the dog, but if not, then I will live maybe in somewhere else that's like a roommate situation with people my age, so it may be better. But we'll just have to see what happens when that gets closer.
Right. The first thing is to get that service dog, mm-hmm. and you're fundraising for that right now. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Melissa Franklin. Her mom, Jerry Henderson, is here as well. Great moral support. And Melissa is 20 years old, very high-functioning autism, on the autism spectrum, and she is waiting to get her service dog from Autism Service Dogs of America. She's done the application process, and she's found out that she's definitely qualified. And all you have to do now is raise the money. Is that right?
Right. And we're very lucky because the trainer and the dog placer has worked with us and really wants me to get the dog, because usually when it's families of younger kids, they want them to raise over $13,000.
Wow.
So we're like half of that. And usually the families go to Oregon, but we just have to pay for a ticket here in a hotel stay. But a good friend of ours has a brother who donated some his unused air miles, so we just need like a hotel
Beautiful.
stay. But we're just really lucky because they understand how this dog will help me, and so we're just really grateful that they are helping us and want me. I mean, they still need some of the money to be donated, but they're just working with us as best they can.
That's so wonderful. Can you tell us a little bit more about Autism Services of America? You found them by your own research, and they were the only one you were aware of that would give a dog to someone who was more than 18 years old. And you said they're in Oregon. Tell
right.
me how many dogs they placed last year and how
just, just last year they placed 9 dogs, and I believe mostly with, like, children.
Mm-hmm.
And if most of you on Facebook, you can just search Autism Service Dogs of America, and they just have the people who are still waiting for dogs, the ones that have already had dogs, and like a ton of pictures of dogs. So you'll be in dog heaven like I am when I look at their page.
Now, one of the things you told me that I think is very interesting is the dogs are named by alphabet letter each year. So you are getting a dog whose name starts with?
With a G. So I think it's either, I can't remember, but one of them was Grace because my sister has a My stepsister has a new sister that's name is Gracie. So
you might have a dog named Grace, or one was called Gizmo.
Gizmo and something else. I'll probably remember it as soon as I leave here.
But you won't know what dog you get until the fundraising is complete.
But we keep updated with the both the people, the trainer and the placer, and they just say that they've had ones that they're evaluating, and as soon as there's some pretty much ready to go, they just need to find a good service dog home like me.
But they did ask Melissa what kind of dog she liked, you know, like blonde or black or male or female. And Melissa said,
and I said, it doesn't matter which one because I love all types of dogs.
I understand you volunteered for a while at a no-kill shelter in Raleigh, and you've been around dogs a lot.
I went up to Raleigh last week, and we actually went there and just played with the dogs and kitties. And it was hard to go home without another pet, but we managed to do it.
And you and your mom have volunteered with their therapy dog through Canines for Service, and you've visited schools and autism camp.
Last year, we worked with someone who is mute and her best friend. And once a week, they would just look forward to Biscuit's visit, and she'd kind of just sit in the middle of the floor, and around Christmas, we did stuff with her paw prints, like as a Christmas tree, and she doesn't know what she's getting into each time we go to visit the girls.
That sounds great.
And also this summer, we took Biscuit to the Open Door Summer Camp, which is for autistic children, and we went to a Special Olympics day camp.
That's so great.
For adults and visited.
Now let's talk about the fundraising. That's very important. We've got a couple minutes left, and you have a number of events coming up.
Yes.
So let's talk about those.
We actually just had one that passed. That was a barbecue one that it was kind of me and my mom's first one, but I think it did very well. And tomorrow night at Burberry's in Mayfair, located next to the Harris Teeter, from 4 to 8 p.m.
Anything people eat there is 25% of their sales?
It's ice cream, and it's very addicting, so beware. But
so eat a big bowl, and 25% of the sales go to this fundraising.
And it's very yummy, and and you'll get to meet me and just get more information if maybe you have someone with autism or a family member or a friend, and we'd love to just give you more information, and then you can get a dog of your own and then just keep telling people. I think that's how things work.
Absolutely. Now, your next fundraiser after the one at Burberry's tomorrow night is a Flapjack fundraiser at Applebee's, and that's, what, September 15th?
Yes, from 8 to 10 a.m., and it's $7 for a thing of pancakes, and I believe we get $5 out of the 7, which is pretty good. And again, you'll get to meet me and get more information and enjoy a yummy breakfast.
All right. And there's another one coming up, Picture Man fundraiser. A $10 donation per family gets free professional sitting and a free 8x10. And there are various dates for that. And you have to make a reservation ahead of time. At this point, let me give you a way to get more information about Melissa and about Autism Service Dogs of America and find out how you can reserve a chance to get your picture taken if that's what you want to do. Various things here. AutismServiceDogsOfAmerica.com is a website that will give you a lot of information. Or if you want to know about Melissa and actually watch her application video, it's firstgiving.com/fundraiser/MF. That's for Melissa Franklin Fundraiser. Let me give that again. firstgiving.com/fundraiser/MF Fundraiser. And you can call or email her mom, Jerry Henderson. Here's the email, jerihend@gmail.com. Or you can call Jerry at 910-742-7911. That's all the time we have at Melissa. It's been wonderful to hear you talk about your excitement about your dog. And I hope your fundraising efforts just go right through the roof.
Thank you. And I hope I get a chance to come in here again because I had lots of fun and honestly kind of forgot that I was on the radio. I was just having so relaxed. So
good.
We all did a good job.
That's what I was
Thank
hoping
for.
Thank
you for having us.
You bet.
Thank you.
Jerry, thanks for being here as well. This is WHQR.